Smart English Today, SET. Pre-test, Intermediate 2. Track 2. Listening Task. Part 1. Questions 1 to 10. In Part 1, you will listen to conversations followed by questions. The conversations and the questions will be read out twice. The conversations will not be printed in your worksheet, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers say. Each question will be followed by four answers. You have to choose the best answer to each question and mark it on your answer sheet. This conversation is for questions number 1 and 2.
Oh my gosh!
What's wrong?
My father. He's so busy that he can't pick me up.
Oh dear. You should take the bus.
Oh, I don't think so. My house is too far from the bus stop.
Let me see. If you're not in a hurry, you can come home with me. I can give you a ride on my motorbike, but just let me finish my assignment first.
That's great. Thanks. I'll wait for you outside the classroom then.
Question number 1. What is the conversation about? A. Taking a bus to go home. B. Giving a friend a ride to school. C. Waiting for a friend's father. D. Solving the problem of how to get home. Question number 2. Where does the conversation take place? A. At school. B. In the motorbike parking area. C. At the girl's house. D. On a bus.
Oh my gosh!
What's wrong?
My father. He's so busy that he can't pick me up.
Oh dear. You should take the bus.
Oh, I don't think so. My house is too far from the bus stop.
Let me see. If you're not in a hurry, you can come home with me. I can give you a ride on my motorbike, but just let me finish my assignment first.
That's great. Thanks. I'll wait for you outside the classroom then.
Question number 1. What is the conversation about? A. Taking a bus to go home. B. Giving a friend a ride to school. C. Waiting for a friend's father. D. Solving the problem of how to get home. Question number 2. Where does the conversation take place? A. At school. B. In the motorbike parking area. C. At the girl's house. D. On a bus. This conversation is for questions number 3 and 4.
Good afternoon, miss. Are you ready to order?
Let's see. Do you have any vegetarian dishes?
Yes, we do. Today, we have mushroom steak and tempeh satay on the menu.
Mushroom steak? Interesting.
Yes, our mushroom steak is our signature dish.
Okay then, I'll try the mushroom steak.
What would you like to drink? We have a wide range of fresh fruit juices.
I'll have the dragon fruit juice, please.
Question number 3. What does the man suggest that the woman should order? A. Vegetarian food. B. Mushroom satay. C. Mushroom steak. D. Dragon fruit juice. Question number 4. You can conclude from the conversation that the man is A. A chef. B. A waiter. C. A juice seller. D. A friend of the woman.
Good afternoon, miss. Are you ready to order?
Let's see. Do you have any vegetarian dishes?
Yes, we do. Today, we have mushroom steak and tempeh satay on the menu.
Mushroom steak? Hmm, interesting.
Yes, our mushroom steak is our signature dish.
Okay then, I'll try the mushroom steak.
What would you like to drink? We have a wide range of fresh fruit juices.
I'll have the dragon fruit juice, please.
Question number 3. What does the man suggest that the woman should order? A. Vegetarian food. B. Mushroom satay. C. Mushroom steak. D. Dragon fruit juice. Question number 4. You can conclude from the conversation that the man is A. a chef, B. a waiter, C. a juice seller, D. a friend of the woman. This conversation is for questions number 5 to 6.
Morning, Dian. Did you read the newspaper this morning?
No. Why? What's in today's newspaper?
There's an article about orangutans dying in the fires in Kalimantan.
Oh no. Orangutans are getting burnt?
Yeah. Miserable, isn't it? What do you think? Is it factual or just a hoax?
I'm sure the newspaper verifies all of its news before it gets published.
Yeah, I think so too. Hopefully, the police will investigate this case based on the facts in this article.
Question number 5. What is the girl's opinion about this article? A. She thinks that it is factual. B. She thinks that it's a case. C. She thinks that it's a hoax. D. She thinks that it's miserable. Question number 6. The boy says, I think so too. What does he mean? A. He agrees that the news has been verified. B. He thinks that the girl has verified the news. C. He thinks that the police can investigate the case. D. He believes that the girl's opinion is great.
Morning, Dian. Did you read the newspaper this morning?
No. Why? What's in today's newspaper?
There's an article about orangutans dying in the fires in Kalimantan.
Oh no. Orangutans are getting burnt?
Yeah. Miserable, isn't it? What do you think? Is it factual or just a hoax?
I'm sure the newspaper verifies all of its news before it gets published.
Yeah, I think so too. Hopefully, the police will investigate this case based on the facts in this article.
Question number 5. What is the girl's opinion about this article? A. She thinks that it is factual. B. She thinks that it's a case. C. She thinks that it's a hoax. D. She thinks that it's miserable. Question number 6. The boy says, I think so too. What does he mean? A. He agrees that the news has been verified. B. He thinks that the girl has verified the news. C. He thinks that the police can investigate the case. D. He believes that the girl's opinion is great. This conversation is for questions number 7 to 8.
Good evening. Welcome to Global Phone. How can I help you?
Good evening. Could you help me with my SIM card? My phone got blocked yesterday.
Have you registered your SIM card?
Oh, should I have registered it?
Yes, sir. According to the government regulation on mobile phones, every prepaid SIM card user is now required to register their number.
Oh, I see. Can you please tell me what I should do?
Your SIM card can be registered via SMS or through our website. Would you like me to help you register your card?
Question number 7. What is the man likely to do next? A. Block his SIM card. B. Register his SIM card. C. Send an SMS to the woman. D. Block Global Phone's website. Question number 8. The woman says, according to the government regulation on mobile phones, every prepaid SIM card user is now required to register their number. What is a synonym for the word required? A. By force. B. Offered. C. Asked. D. Suggested.
Good evening. Welcome to Global Phone. How can I help you?
Good evening. Could you help me with my SIM card? My phone got blocked yesterday.
Have you registered your SIM card?
Oh, should I have registered it?
Yes, sir. According to the government regulation on mobile phones, every prepaid SIM card user is now required to register their number.
Oh, I see. Can you please tell me what I should do?
Your SIM card can be registered via SMS or through our website. Would you like me to help you register your card?
Question number 7. What is the man likely to do next? A. Block his SIM card. B. Register his SIM card. C. Send an SMS to the woman. D. Block Global Phone's website. Question number 8. The woman says, according to the government regulation on mobile phones, every prepaid SIM card user is now required to register their number. What is a synonym for the word required? A. By force. B. Offered. C. Asked. D. Suggested. This conversation is for questions number 9 to 10.
Oh no, that is so disgusting.
What is?
That rubbish. It's scattered everywhere. I almost vomited because of the awful smell. And the flies. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's sad, but many people just dump their rubbish anywhere.
They never think about other people or the impact on the environment due to their irresponsible behaviour.
Question number 9. Why does the girl almost vomit? A. Because of a few flies on the rubbish. B. Because of the amount of rubbish. C. Because of the disgusting behaviour of people. D. Because of the awful smell of the rubbish. Question number 10. According to the girl, what is affected by all of the rubbish that is dumped? A. The environment and people. B. The scattered garbage. C. The irresponsible actions. D. People, but not their environment.
Oh no, that is so disgusting.
What is?
That rubbish. It's scattered everywhere. I almost vomited because of the awful smell. And the flies. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's sad, but many people just dump their rubbish anywhere.
They never think about other people or the impact on the environment due to their irresponsible behaviour.
Question number 9. Why does the girl almost vomit? A. Because of a few flies on the rubbish. B. Because of the amount of rubbish. C. because of the disgusting behaviour of people. D, because of the awful smell of the rubbish. Question number 10. According to the girl, what is affected by all of the rubbish that is dumped? A. The environment and people. B. The scattered garbage. C. The irresponsible actions. D. People, but not their environment. Part 2. Questions 11 to 15. In part 2, you will listen to some incomplete conversations and questions. The conversations and the questions will be read out twice. Listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. Each question will be followed by 4 responses. You have to choose the best response to each question. Question number 11.
Oh no!
What's wrong?
All plane tickets to Jakarta have sold out, and I have a meeting in Jakarta tomorrow morning.
What about going business class?
Oh, come on. You know I can't afford that. Oh dear, what should I do?
What is the woman likely to suggest to the man? A. You can't go to the meeting tomorrow. B. You should stay at home and relax. C. You need to complain to the airlines. D. You should take the night train. Question number 11.
Oh no.
What's wrong?
All plane tickets to Jakarta have sold out, and I have a meeting in Jakarta tomorrow morning.
What about going business class?
Oh, come on. You know I can't afford that. Oh dear, what should I do?
What is the woman likely to suggest to the man? A. You can't go to the meeting tomorrow. B. You should stay at home and relax. C. You need to complain to the airlines. D. You should take the night train. Question number 12.
Andy, what a surprise. Come in and have a seat.
Thanks.
Can I get you something to drink?
What is the most appropriate response? A. Of course not. B. Iced water would be great, thanks. C. Can you get me a cup of soup? D. You can't drink anything. Question number 12.
Andy, what a surprise. Come in and have a seat.
Thanks.
Can I get you something to drink?
What is the most appropriate response? A. Of course not. B. Iced water would be great, thanks. C. Can you get me a cup of soup? D. You can't drink anything. Question number 13.
What are you doing?
I'm looking for news about computer-based national exams for my assignment.
On the internet?
Why not? Online news is much faster and easier to find. Why? What do you think about online news?
How is the boy likely to respond? A. In my view, not all online news is credible. B. In my opinion, online news is not available. C. I think online news should not be on the internet. D. I suggest that you read online news. Question number 13.
What are you doing?
I'm looking for news about computer-based national exams for my assignment.
On the internet?
Why not? Online news is much faster and easier to find. Why? What do you think about online news?
How is the boy likely to respond? A. In my view, not all online news is credible. B. In my opinion, online news is not available. C. I think online news should not be on the internet. D. I suggest that you read online news. Question number 14.
Please pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. Today we are going to learn about organic farming from the expert, Mr. Bram.
Oh, please don't flatter me, Miss Smith. All right, let's get started. First, to get the best result with your plants, you need to make sure the soil has the right conditions. It needs good draining and enough water, but really, organic soil is the key.
What about fertilizer?
How is Mr. Bram likely to reply? A. Organic fertilizers may not be used. B. Organic fertilizers must be used sometimes. C. Only organic fertilizers should be used. D. Organic fertilizers should not be allowed. Question number 14.
Please pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. Today we are going to learn about organic farming from the expert, Mr. Bram.
Oh, please don't flatter me, Miss Smith. All right, let's get started. First, to get the best result with your plants, you need to make sure the soil has the right conditions. It needs good draining and enough water, but really, organic soil is the key.
What about fertilizer?
How is Mr. Bram likely to reply? A. Organic fertilizers may not be used. B. Organic fertilizers must be used sometimes. C. Only organic fertilizers should be used. D. Organic fertilizers should not be allowed. Question number 15.
Diane, do you know why I called you to my office?
No, sir.
We just got a letter from the Cultural Ministry. They have chosen you as one of the cultural delegation members for a dancing festival in Europe. I'm very proud of you. Congratulations.
Europe? Wow, I can't believe it. Why me?
How is the man likely to respond? A. I must believe it now. B. I don't believe that they chose you. C. I believe that they chose you because of your great talent and all of your hard work. D. I believe that they chose you for no reason. Question number 15.
Diane, do you know why I called you to my office?
No, sir.
We just got a letter from the Cultural Ministry. They have chosen you as one of the cultural delegation members for a dancing festival in Europe. I'm very proud of you. Congratulations.
Europe? Wow, I can't believe it. Why me?
How is the man likely to respond? A. I must believe it now. B. I don't believe that they chose you. C. I believe that they chose you because of your great talent and all of your hard work. D. I believe that they chose you for no reason. Part 3. Questions numbers 16 to 20. In Part 3, you will listen to several monologues followed by questions. The monologues and questions will be read out twice. They will not be printed in your test sheet, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. After you hear each monologue, choose the best answer to the questions. This monologue is for questions number 16 and 17.
Listeners, I believe that you have heard the news that a global research project placed Indonesia as the second to last literate nation out of 61 nations in 2016. Of course, this was alarming for the Indonesian government. It forced the government to launch a school literacy program to increase reading time among students. However, I believe that this literacy program will only be effective if it is supported by a family literacy program. Why? Firstly, a child spends most of its time in the family outside of school. Schools can only give 15 minutes a day to this literacy program. At home, a child has a lot of free time to read and learn. Secondly, family literacy occurs naturally, where children and family members are relaxed and can enjoy reading. Thirdly, a family literacy program strengthens the bond between parents and children. Reading together makes children feel supported and improves the quality of family time. To conclude, I want to underline that a family literacy program is necessary.
Question number 16. What is the speaker talking about? A. The position of Indonesia in a literacy research project. B. The launching of a school literacy program. C. The need for a family literacy program. D. The relationship of families and children. Question number 17. Why does the speaker believe that children enjoy reading at home rather than at school? A. Because there is more time for parents to read at home. B. Because it supports family bonding on weekends. C. Because it strengthens children's reading skills. D. Because it occurs in a more natural way for children. This monologue is for questions number 16 and 17.
Listeners, I believe that you have heard the news that a global research project placed Indonesia as the second to last literate nation out of 61 nations in 2016. Of course, this was alarming for the Indonesian government. It forced the government to launch a school literacy program to increase reading time among students. However, I believe that this literacy program will only be effective if it is supported by a family literacy program. Why? Firstly, a child spends most of its time in the family outside of school. Schools can only give 15 minutes a day to this literacy program. At home, a child has a lot of free time to read and learn. Secondly, family literacy occurs naturally, where children and family members are relaxed and can enjoy reading. Thirdly, a family literacy program strengthens the bond between parents and children. Reading together makes children feel supported and improves the quality of family time. To conclude, I want to underline that a family literacy program is necessary.
Question number 16. What is the speaker talking about? A. The position of Indonesia in a literacy research project. B. The launching of a school literacy program. C. The need for a family literacy program. D. The relationship of families and children. Question number 17. Why does the speaker believe that children enjoy reading at home rather than at school? A. Because there is more time for parents to read at home. B. Because it supports family bonding on weekends. C. Because it strengthens children's reading skills. D. Because it occurs in a more natural way for children. This monologue is for question number 18.
Dear Mum and Dad, it is already May, meaning that my first year on campus is almost over. It hasn't been easy to live by myself. I have to cook, do my laundry, manage my budget, and finish my assignments. But thanks to you for teaching me to be independent, I can do all of these things, and surprisingly, I now enjoy them. I'm not going to lie and say that I never miss you. However, your calls, letters, and visits have made it a lot easier to get through the year. Your non-stop motivation has helped me to keep striving in my studies and other activities. I have received awards for both academic and non-academic achievements. Thanks for always caring for me and your loving support. I miss you all so much and can't wait to see you soon. With all my love, your daughter, forever and always.
Question number 18. What does the girl want to convey in her letter? A. How much she appreciates her parents. B. Her problems in her first year of study. C. Her achievements in her first year of study. D. Her wish to meet her parents again. This monologue is for question number 18.
Dear Mum and Dad, it is already May, meaning that my first year on campus is almost over. It hasn't been easy to live by myself. I have to cook, do my laundry, manage my budget, and finish my assignments. But thanks to you for teaching me to be independent, I can do all of these things, and surprisingly, I now enjoy them. I'm not going to lie and say that I never miss you. However, your calls, letters, and visits have made it a lot easier to get through the year. Your non-stop motivation has helped me to keep striving in my studies and other activities. I have received awards for both academic and non-academic achievements. Thanks for always caring for me and your loving support. I miss you all so much and can't wait to see you soon. With all my love, your daughter, forever and always.
Question number 18. What does the girl want to convey in her letter? A. How much she appreciates her parents. B. Her problems in her first year of study. C. Her achievements in her first year of study. D. Her wish to meet her parents again. This monologue is for questions number 19 and 20.
Do you feel like the weather has been getting warmer in the last few years? Well, it has. NASA recently reported that the planet's average surface temperature has increased by about 1.1 degrees Celsius since the late 19th century. Climate change is largely caused by the release of carbon dioxide and other human-made emissions into the atmosphere. These emissions are called greenhouse gases and are causing Earth to warm up. As a result, temperatures across the planet have risen over this last century.
Climate experts predict that the temperature will continue to rise in the future and will have long-term effects on human life and harm the environment.
We are likely to see more ice sheets melting in Greenland and Antarctic, rising sea levels, and more extreme weather.
Question number 19. According to the text, what is the main cause of the rising temperatures? A. Sea levels rising. B. Ice sheets melting. C. Human-made emissions. D. Extreme weather. Question number 20. The speaker says, and will have long-term effects on human life and harm the environment. What is a synonym for the word harm? A. Influence. B. Damage. C. Change. D. Assist. This monologue is for questions number 19 and 20.
Do you feel like the weather has been getting warmer in the last few years? Well, it has.
NASA recently reported that the planet's average surface temperature has increased by about 1.1 degrees Celsius since the late 19th century.
Climate change is largely caused by the release of carbon dioxide and other human-made emissions into the atmosphere. These emissions are called greenhouse gases and are causing Earth to warm up. As a result, temperatures across the planet have risen over this last century.
Climate experts predict that the temperature will continue to rise in the future and will have long-term effects on human life and harm the environment.
We are likely to see more ice sheets melting in Greenland and Antarctic, rising sea levels, and more extreme weather.
Question number 19. According to the text, what is the main cause of the rising temperatures? A. Sea levels rising. B. Ice sheets melting. C. Human-made emissions. D. Extreme weather. Question number 20. The speaker says, and will have long-term effects on human life and harm the environment. What is a synonym for the word harm? A. Influence. B. Damage. C. Change. D. Assist.
Prites selesai. Setelah ini kamu diminta untuk mencocokkan jawabanmu dengan kunci jawaban yang ada pada file audio pada track 3. Jangan lupa nilailah jawabanmu sesuai dengan kriteria yang telah ditetapkan. Selanjutnya bersiaplah untuk mempelajari secara rutin media audio Smart English Today sesuai dengan level dan kebutuhan berbahasa Inggrismu.